चैतन्य जाय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जाय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जाय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जाय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितमृत एंड वी हैव समबडीज पर्सनल वॉल्यूम हियर बिकॉज़ दे मेड सम रियली रियली नाइस नोट्स इट्स अबाउट 25 markers here, which is really, it shows that somebody is really studying Srila Prabhupada's books, which is very wonderful. So we're starting with Adi Leela chapter 3. In this chapter, the author has fully discussed the reason for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, after displaying his pastimes as Lord Krishna, thought it wise to make his advent in the form of a devotee to explain personally the transcendental mellow reciprocations of service and love between himself and his servants, friends, parents, and fiancés. According to the Vedic literature, the foremost occupational duty for humanity in this age of Kali is Nam Sankirtan, or congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The incarnation for this age especially preaches this process, but only Krishna himself can explain the confidential loving service performed in the four principal varieties of loving affairs between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Lord Krishna therefore personally appeared with his plenary portions as Lord Chaitanya. As stated in this chapter, only for that purpose did Lord Krishna appear personally in Navadvip in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj has herein presented much authentic evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures to substantiate the identity of Lord Chaitanya with Sri Krishna himself. He has described bodily symptoms in Lord Chaitanya that are visible only in the person of the Supreme Lord. And he has proved that Lord Chaitanya appeared with his personal associates like Sri Nityananda, Advaita Gadadhar, Srivas, and other devotees to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna. The appearance of Lord Chaitanya is both significant and confidential. He can be appreciated only by pure devotees and only through the process of devotional service. The Lord tried to conceal his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by presenting or representing himself as a devotee. But his pure devotees can recognize him by his special features. The Vedas and Puranas foretell the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, but still he is sometimes called significantly the concealed descent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Advaita Charja was a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya's father. He felt sorry for the condition of the world because even after Lord Krishna's appearance, no one had interest in devotional service to Krishna. This forgetfulness was so overwhelming that Advaita Prabhu was convinced that no one but Lord Krishna himself could enlighten people about devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Advaita requested Lord Krishna to appear as Lord Chaitanya, offering tulasi leaves and Ganges water. He cried for the Lord's appearance. The Lord, being satisfied by his pure devotees, descends to satisfy them. As such, being pleased by Advaita Charja, Lord Chaitanya appeared. So, what we'll do is I'll just read the first text, and then from then on we'll just read the translations. Sri Chaitanya Prabhum Vande Yat Pradashaya Viryata Sagre Natya Karavratad Agyasiddhanta Sannunin. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the potency of the shelter of his lotus feet, Even a fool can collect the valuable jewels of conclusive truth from the mines of the revealed scriptures. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. I have given the purport of the third verse. Now, O devotees, please listen to the meaning of the fourth with full attention. May that Lord who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi be transcendently situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. The most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Purport. This is a quotation from the Vidagdha Madhava, a drama compiled and edited by Srila Rupa Goswami. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braj, is the Supreme Lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Goloka, which includes Brajadham. Purport. In the previous verse, it has been established that Krishna, the son of Brajendra, the king of Braj, is the supreme personality of Godhead with six opulences. He eternally enjoys transcendental variegated opulences on his planet, which is known as Goloka. The eternal pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual planet Krishna Loka are called aprakat, or unmanifested pastimes, because they are beyond the purview of the conditioned souls. Lord Krishna is always present everywhere, but when he is not present before our eyes, he is said to be aprakat, or unmanifested. Once in a day of Brahma, he descends to this world to manifest his transcendental pastimes. We know that there are four ages, namely Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali. These four together comprise one Divya Yuga. 71 Divya Yugas constitute one Manvantara. There are 14 Manvantaras in one day of Brahma. Purport. A Manvantara is the period controlled by one Manu. The reign of 14 Manus equals the length of one day, 12 hours, in the life of Brahma, and the night of Brahma is of the same duration. These calculations are given in the authentic astronomy book known as Surya Siddhanta. This book was compiled by the great professor of astronomy and mathematics, Bimal Prasad Dutt, later known as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, who was our merciful spiritual master. He was honored with the title Siddhanta Saraswati for writing the Surya Siddhanta, and the title Goswami Maharaj was added when he accepted sannyas, the renounced order of life. Translation. The present Manu, who is the seventh, is called Vaivashvata, the son of Vivashvan. 27 Divya Yugas, you don't figure that one out, of his age have now passed. Purport. The names of the 14 Manus are as follows: Svayambhuva, Svarochisha, Uttama, Tamasa, Raivata, Chakshusha, Vaivasvata, Savarni, Daksha Savarni, Brahma Savarni, Dharma Savarni, Rudraputra, Rocha, or Deva Savarni, and Bhautyaka, or Indra Savarni. At the end of the Dwapara Yuga of the 28th Divya Yuga, Lord Krishna appears on earth with the full paraphernalia of his eternal Brajadham. Purport. Now is the term of Vaivasvata Manu during which Lord Chaitanya appears. First, Lord Krishna appears at the close of the Dwapara Yuga of the 28th Divya Yuga, and then Lord Chaitanya appears in the Kali Yuga of the same Divya Yuga. Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya appear once in a day of Brahma, or once in 14 Manvantaras, each of 71 Divya Yugas in duration. From the beginning of Brahma's day of 4,320,000,000 years, six Manus appear and disappear before Lord Krishna appears. Thus, 1,975,000,000 years of the day of Brahma's elapse before the appearance of Lord Krishna. This is an astronomical calculation according to solar years. Translation. Servitude, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love are the four transcendental mellows. By the devotees who cherish these four mellows, Lord Krishna is subdued. Purport. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Shringar are the transcendental modes of loving service to the Lord. Shantaras, or the neutral stage, is not mentioned in this verse because although in Shantaras one considers the absolute truth to be sublime great, one does not go beyond that conception. Shantarasa is a very grand idea for materialistic philosophers, but such idealistic appreciation is only the beginning. It is the lowest among the relationships in the spiritual world. Shantaras is not given much importance because as soon as there is a slight understanding between the knower and the known, active loving transcendental reciprocations and exchanges begin. Dasya rasa is the basic relationship between Krishna and his devotees. Therefore, this verse considers dasya the first stage of transcendental devotional service. Translation. Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in Braj with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers. Purport. The descent of Lord Sri Krishna, the Absolute Person of the Godhead, is very purposeful. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one who knows the truth about Sri Krishna's descent and his various activities is at once liberated and does not have to fall again to this existence of birth and death after he leaves his present material body. In other words, one who factually understands Krishna makes his life perfect. Imperfect life is realized in material existence. In five different relationships, we share with everyone within the material world neutrality, servitorship, friendship, filial love, and amorous love between husband and wife, or lover and beloved. These five enjoyable relationships within the material world are perverted reflections of relationships with the Absolute Personality of Godhead in the transcendental nature. That Absolute Personality of Sri Krishna descends to revive the five eternally existing relationships. Thus he manifests his transcendental pastimes in Braj, so that people may be attracted into that sphere of activities and leave aside their imitation relationships with the mundane. Then, after fully exhibiting all such activities, the Lord disappears. Translation. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus. For a long time I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Purport. The Lord seldom awards pure devotional love or pure transcendental love. But without such pure love of God, freed from fruitive activities and empiric speculation, one cannot attain perfection in life. Translation. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Brajabhumi. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. Report. After his appearance, Lord Krishna thought that he had not distributed the transcendental personal dealings with his devotees in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. One may understand the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the Vedic literature and thus become a devotee of the Lord and worship him within the regulative principles described in the scriptures. But one will not know in this way how Krishna is served by the residents of Rajabhumi. One cannot understand the dealings of the Lord in Vrindavan simply by executing the ritualistic regulative principles mentioned in the scriptures. By following scriptural injunctions, one may enhance his appreciation for the glories of the Lord, but there is no chance for one to enter personal dealings with him. giving too much attention to understanding the exalted glories of the Lord reduces the chance of one's entering personal loving affairs with the Lord. To teach the principles of such loving dealings, the Lord descended to appear as Lord Chaitanya. So just to comment on a couple of the purports here that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Srila Prabhupada is pointing out here that at least according to this verse, this purport here, that the highest an exalted position is to enter into the is to understand the loving affairs of the Supreme Lord and his devotees. And simply following scriptural injunctions can certainly help to appreciate the position of the personality of Godhead, or the appreciate the glories of God, for that matter. Because in most traditions we see these days that people are very much, they're generally stuck on rituals and to some degree regulative principles. And it's very hard to go beyond that and understand how the personality of God is a loving personality. And there's a danger in that because just understanding God in his greatness, there's a danger of one falling away from devotional life. And falling again back into materialistic living, for that matter. But when one develops, as we're understanding here, that more a personal aspect of God, as Srila Prabhupada points out here, the Lord thought that he had not distributed the transcendental personal dealings with his devotees. When one enters into that, we can understand it. It's a much stronger and safer and more relishable experience. We had just had practical experience of that in material life, that as you develop a more personal relationship with another person, that relationship becomes more meaningful. Relishable. So to strengthen that relationship between the person between Krishna and his devotees, and the conditioned souls for that matter, the Lord has to appear. And especially he appears in this Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharam Namara Prachar. In the Kali Yuga, the Lord has made a special appearance in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to strengthen that personal relationship. Srila Prabhupada makes a very interesting point here that giving too much attention to understanding the exalted glories of the Lord reduces the chance of one's entering personal loving affairs with the Lord. Sometimes in discussing with the people in general, or sometimes even philosophers or other religionists, it's it's hard to explain how the Lord or God is a person, and how one can develop a more personal conception. It's like sometimes people are confused by the form of the deity. And how is it that God has can manifest such a beautiful form? But the reality is that just like Srila Prabhupada makes this point countless times, that just as we are persons, we've come from a person who has come from another person. So that original person is God, Krishna. And he has a personality. And you can learn to relate to him in, as we're understanding here, through different, very intimate experiences, such as adasya or servitude, sakya, friendship, vatsalya, parental, or madhurya, the conjugal relationship. So the Supreme Lord is so full that whatever, and kind for that matter, that whatever preference or whatever experience one wants to have with the personality of God or the person of God can be manifest through a loving relationship. And of course, these are all loving relationships, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, and madhurya. Prabhupada points out here, one may understand the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the Vedic literature, and thus become a devotee of the Lord, and worship him within the regulative principles. But one will not know in this way how Krishna is served by the residents of Brajabhumi. Brajabhumi specifically because their love was extraordinary. And for that reason, the Lord appears in the form of Lord Chaitanya. We'll continue reading here unless someone has some comment. Translation. By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. These liberations are Sharsti, achieving opulences equal to those of the Lord, Sarupya, having a form the same as the Lord's, Samipya, living as a personal associate of the Lord, and Salokya, living on a Vaikuntha planet. Devotees never accept Sayujya, however, since that is oneness with the Brahman. Purport. Those engaged in devotional service according to the ritualistic principles mentioned in the scriptures attain these different kinds of liberation. But although such devotees can attain Sarashti, Sarupya, Samipya, and Salokya, they are not concerned with these liberations, for such devotees are satisfied only in transcendental loving service to the Lord. The fifth kind of liberation, Sayujya, is never accepted even by devotees who perform only ritualistic worship. To attain Sayujya, or merging into the Brahman effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the aspiration of the impersonalists. A devotee never cares for Sayujya liberation. Translation. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Purport. When one associates with a pure devotee, he becomes so elevated that he does not aspire even for Sharshti, Sarupya, Sanapya, or Salokya, because he feels that such liberation is a kind of sense gratification. Pure devotees do not ask anything from the Lord for their personal benefit. Even if offered personal benefits, pure devotees do not accept them because their only desire is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by transcendental loving service. No one but the Lord Himself can teach this highest form of devotional service. Therefore, when the Lord took the place of the incarnation of Kali Yuga to spread the glories of chanting Hare Krishna, the system of worship recommended in this age, He also distributed the process of devotional service performed on the platform of transcendental spontaneous love. To teach the highest principles of spiritual life, the Lord Himself appeared as a devotee in the form of Lord Chaitanya. So Srila Prabhupada makes a point here in the purport that even if offered personal benefits, pure devotees do not accept them because their only desire is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by transcendental loving service. It's not that devotees, when the Lord makes some arrangement, don't use those facilities, though. We can see practically in the case of Srila Prabhupada that Prabhupada's desire was not to develop, at least for some personal benefit, thousands of temples and devotees and properties and wealth or followers. The intent was to simply spread the message of Krishna consciousness. But sometimes the Lord is so reciprocates so strongly that the devotee, out of duty, accepts that opulence that Krishna gives and uses it in glorification of the Lord. And again, Prabhupada is the prime example, coming with nothing and distributing Krishna consciousness with no facility, and Krishna rewarding him with so many nice followers and facilities to distribute Krishna consciousness worldwide, and use those facilities, while at the same time keeping himself very simple and humble. And as Prabhupada points out here, the devotees are not interested in their own gratification, but simply in satisfying the personality of Godhead. Their only desire is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by transcendental loving service. And again, to show that example, who better than the Lord Himself to come and show that? It's just like, again, sometimes we hear in the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada how he would teach by example how to cook or clean or preach or perform various devotional activities. The Lord Himself comes to teach us how and what is the mood of a devotee. This we'll understand as being one of the principal external reasons of the Lord, and we'll hear about that later. But the Lord Himself comes to show that perfect example. And the devotees themselves take on that same mentality and mood, that they're performing their devotional services for Krishna and not for some other mundane reason. Translation. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. This conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavatam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. That is from the Bhagavad Gita, as we see in the purport. If I did not show the proper principles of religion, all these worlds would fall into ruin. I would be a cause of unwanted population and would spoil all these living beings. Whatever actions a great man performs, common people follow, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Braj. There may be many all auspicious incarnations of the Personality of Godhead, but who other than Lord Sri Krishna can bestow the love of God, upon the surrendered souls? Purport. This quotation from Bilva Mangala Thakur is found in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. Thinking thus, the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, descended at Nadia early in the age of Kali. Purport. The Pratama Sandhya is the beginning of this age. According to astronomical calculation, the age is divided into 12 parts. The first of these 12 divisions is known as the Pratama Sandhya. This Pratama Sandhya and Shesha Sandhya, the last division of the preceding age, form the junction of the two ages. According to the Surya Siddhanta, the Pratama Sandhya of the Kali Yuga lasts 36,000 solar years. Lord Chaitanya appeared in the Pratama Sandhya after 4,586 solar years of Kali Yuga has passed. Now, this sort of information may not seem very important, but really it points out in detail how the Lord appears, when he appears, and why he appears. And it's all so when Srila Prabhupada makes a point, just like when we study Srila Prabhupada's purports, everything is supported by some shastra. It's not just some mental speculation that he just sort of comes up with some idea or number, but it's actually very scientific. To understand the personality of God is a science. Srila Prabhupada has said many times, the science of bhakti yoga. To understand how a God appears in this world and how he enacts his various pastimes and how to develop a relationship with him, these are all very scientific, and they're substantiated by scholars, by facts given by God himself. So it's not that when we read these numbers that it's just some speculation and, oh, how can these things happen? How can that be? Actually, it strengthens one's faith in Krishna consciousness. It strengthens one's faith in understanding how God is a reality. And it's quite amazing, actually. We'll just read a couple more purports here. One more. Thus, the lion-like Lord Chaitanya has appeared in Navadvipa. He has the shoulders of a lion, the powers of a lion, and the loud voice of a lion. May that lion be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. Thus, with his resounding roar, may he drive away one's elephantine vices. In his early pastimes, he is known as Vishwambhar because he floods the world with the nectar of devotion and thus saves the living beings. The verbal root, Dubrin, which is the root of the word Vishwambhar, indicates nourishing and maintaining. He, Lord Chaitanya, nourishes and maintains the three worlds by distributing love of God. This next purport is quite long, so we'll just end there. That's text number 34. Any questions or comments? Dying. Sri Krishna Sankirtana Ki Jai. Thank you.
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday we made it.